Blog Talk Radio.
So, are you excited?
I am, but I'm a little nervous. Feels like a big change.
But it's not. I have one. People act like they're so hard to take care of or whatever, but it's totally a piece of cake.
Well, that's good to hear.
See how easy that is?
I hope being a mom is that easy.
It's not. Bye now.
Introducing the all-electric Chevy Bolt EUV. With standard home outlet installation included, find new ease, find new roads. Chevrolet.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Give me the night. So give me the night.
Hello, everyone. This is Informational Guru. I'm your host, Antonia Betts, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. So please call in at telephone number 516-453-9133. That is 516-453-9133. Press #1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And tonight's show is titled Triple-demic. That's right, triple-demic. It is said that the flu, COVID-19, and RSV are going to be some of the biggest challenges while viruses are still present. Even though in the United States and some other countries, they have decreased in COVID-19 deaths, China, for some odd reason, it is still considered very prevalent, or at least a reoccurrence of it, since they have went through a transition of decreasing it and the deaths revisiting it as of now. And RSV, standing for respiratory syncytial virus, is now over more deaths in the United States, children and babies here in the United States, as mentioned, and elsewhere, I'm sure, as we discover there's not a vaccine for it yet. As more hospital beds are being filled with these younger ages, there's a challenge of making sure they could hopefully seek treatment in the medical facilities. And the very elderly are the next group to be seen to battle that disease also, probably because he's system. Also, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is trying to stop the sales and distribution of semi-automatic weapons. Recently, there have been several mass attacks on the public, which encourage that in different locations across the nation. Mental health may be a part of that reason. Plus, Irene Cara, who sang the song for Flashdance, feeling and fame, it's a different song, died at the age of 63 years old. She won a Grammy and an Academy Award for that show-stopping song, which inspired lots of young people for decades to be choreographers and other performers. Plus, sex trafficking, human trafficking, is still on the loose. Let's talk about it. There will be more to discuss before I actually start those particular issues. I just thought I'd bring up a few quick topics. Public policy report, if anyone ever heard of it, in case they have navigated the app called Credit Karma or Experian or any of the such, the public policy report may appear once in a while on the screen, your computer or of your cell phone, and it can report to you how many agencies have scanned your connection to their agencies and their companies, and they will give you a small graph of how long they have been doing it. So within the past month, if you haven't received it, you can possibly go on the internet and find out how to get it. So you'd have an idea. If you have 93 people out there screening you, you may want to know who they are, because in this stage of what we're going through many other things that are going on out here, being scammed, you would be surprised. I put in an order one time just to get something to be delivered, and not one, but five times my bank was a reliable one to notify me and made sure that they had put through a fraud charge. I went back to check the whole order, come to find out that they saw where they were pretty much caught, and they played it off as if they didn't know all of this that was going on. And the bank decided to resend a new debit card, and that particular debit card will never be used for that purpose ever again, or quite a few other purchases. Because when you have a very notable superstore, there are several out there, so I'm not naming anyone in particular, that will pull a stunt like that in this day and age where they receive billions and billions of dollars to take from persons they know that didn't have so much. Believe me, if you have a good bank, they will shut it down, probably that you do not use that card for certain purposes. Just want to warn you. Now, another issue, Frontier Airlines, it was announced today in the media, will no longer provide you customer service to cancel or change or extend or provide any automated voice-activated assistance. In case you all are familiar how they took a lot of the brick-and-mortar services for information out of the offices and have you to navigate voice-activated assistance, which has really disappointed a lot of people talking to them, myself. Also, they will not provide any human verbal exchange, according to the report, and they said you will have to navigate any other services through an app. Well, maybe if enough of you who travel through Frontier Airlines would like to get on board and mention of your disappointment and them forcing you to put an app on your technology in order for you to be able to reach them, you may not want to take that chance, because refunds may not be available and other things that you would hope to get as a fair exchange. So Frontier Airlines, I hope you know what you're doing. Thank you. And last, before I go on, European Central Bank, the European Central Bank, it says inflation is still on the rise. Now we know that all the complaints of the speculation on why we may have inflation, and it's not always necessarily due to the citizens here in the United States, European Central Bank the name of the bank. I believe it's probably a corporation of various banks. They're complaining, and they're warning you in the future, look out for what is going down the pipes, because whatever the contributions of inflations are as an excuse going on and within their system. Keep an eye out, everyone. Thank you. So, again, good evening, everyone. As time goes on, some people may not realize that there is a comment that was made by a panelist named Anna Navarro on Called The View. It's not bad, everyone. So with my introducing her name first was a reason. The show Called The View. She's one of the panelists, as I mentioned. She said she had recently gotten over the COVID-19 after almost 2 weeks. But, of course, that's why her appearance wasn't made there for that time frame, however long it was. She said, this is her comment, once you receive the COVID, it never goes away. Well, she mean well, but I will say that just in case there may be some truth to that, we may not want to take any chances. Because after all, keep in mind, those are unofficial statements, but maybe it's just that wearing off of the COVID itself may have taken a serious turn on how she found her recovery. But I can say I myself have witnessed many people who publicly still wears the hospital-issued mask. You know, the ones that are usually pastel pink or pastel blue or pastel yellow. And then, of course, there are the more sophisticated types who I'm quite sure those wonderful first responders and hospital staff and people in general had put out for the safety of themselves. There were recently a count of about 350 people who have died from COVID in this nation thus far that has been mentioned. But compared to what it used to be just to up to last year, that number has decreased by the millions here in the United States alone. It was also mentioned in the media that most COVID 19 seems to be among low-income people here and maybe the very elderly because of lack of financial coverage and due to their lack of hospital and medical provisions. Even though we are going to mention RSV, the flu and COVID-19, all three of them, the tridemic, especially because they are considered upper respiratory illnesses a lot of times. I will start with the question and answers regarding COVID-19 first, because it was the biggest scare for about 2.5 years recently. Well, according to COVID.gov, yes, that's a very important website to go to if in case you have any real questions, COVID.gov. In a section called People Also Ask, how long is COVID contagious for, to start with? It says people are most contagious with COVID-19 during the first 5 days of their illness, during the first 2 to 3 days of the illness. This is why COVID-19 outbreaks are so hard to contain. On the average, people are contagious for about 5 to 10 days. and that was reported back in October 2022, less than 2 months ago. It's in a publication called When Are You Most Contagious with COVID? Now, next question. What is COVID brain fog? I chose to include that one, everyone, because people don't even realize. I've read the people, especially regarding one of these particular topics. It says one of the most common complaints from those who have COVID is the loss of cognitive function. Okay, everyone, cognitive function. Please hold on to that particular idea that we don't know all the doctor's terms, but here we go. Excuse me. Thank you. Now, to continue on, it is the so-called brain fog. That's right, so-called brain fog, a loss of cognitive function. This term is used to describe a range of symptoms that may produce difficulty thinking and feeling slow and confusion or forgetfulness. That was reported 3 months ago, back in September 15, 2022. And the publication for that is COVID Brain Fog Permanent? I bring that up because I've had more people who have said they had the COVID who seem to have memory lapses. They felt as though that they may not even recover from the forgetfulness or the brain fog syndrome. But it may not necessarily be due to the fact possibility they had COVID. People sometimes used to speculate that that was due to the very elderly, but not necessarily so, because I've had conversations with people who are like easily in their 90s and very let's just say, very much able to comprehend what you said and what they deliver in conversation. But there's a possibility that some people have had the COVID brain fog, and it's a loss of the brain function. So if there's a possibility someone doesn't recover, don't be surprised, but not necessarily so. Maybe it's a slow recovery. Not super slow, but just a little. In the year 2022. Okay, real fast. Possible symptoms include fever or chills, a cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headaches, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, and possibly more items. And it's in a publication called Symptoms of COVID-19. Once again, I'll read them to you, so in case you may feel as though that maybe I do or don't have, and I may need to get it checked out through my physician. It says fevers or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell. The word new is emphasized. Sore throat. These are the main things to look out for. But don't panic. Maybe something that'll come and go, and it's a coincidence you had the one time or the other. So I wouldn't cross-reference that information as being the total package of what you're going through relatable to COVID. Next question, do you have to be vaccinated to fly in an airplane, in other words, for everyone? It says, if you are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19, you will not, N-O-T, be allowed to board a flight in the United States unless you meet the criteria for an exception under the proclamation. and the Center for Disease Control's amended order. So they may have recently changed the rules somewhat. And that is called the requirement for proof of COVID-19 vaccination for air passengers. So remember, in the United States, the answer is nada. And check with the other countries that you will go to and fro, just in case the rules change. And the next question, can you be contagious after 7 days of COVID? It says if you are significantly immunosuppressed, you are most likely to be infected for longer than 7 days, and they may still be able to spread the virus. Follow these measures until day 14. That means 14 days after it's been discovered. Follow your positive test results to further reduce any remaining risk of spreading the virus. And it's called, under a publication, Recovering from COVID-19. So that, remember that, everyone. It says you may be able to spread the virus, and you may want to stay out of circulation with other people for approximately 14 days. Next question. How quickly do Omicron variant symptoms appear? Omicron variant being COVID-19. How quickly does it occur? People infected with flu and typically develop symptoms 1 to 4 days after infection. Those with COVID-19 typically develop symptoms 3 to 4 days after being infected. However, people infected with COVID-19 can show symptoms as early as 2 days or as late as 14 days later after the infection that was discovered a couple of months ago, back in October, and the title of their publication, Omicron BA5 variant COVID-19 LIC Davis Healthy. So they just want to make sure that you're aware of the different timelines. Again, question. When does the COVID get worse? It says a person may have mild symptoms for about 1 week, then worsen rapidly. So there's a speed up time after that 1 week. You know, you try not to let it linger and say, oh, I'll get my shot tomorrow, or I'll get, you know, treated or looked at. It says, let your doctor know if your symptoms quickly worsen over a short period of time. Go to the ER room. Tell them that you suspect you have COVID. I guarantee you they'll be glad to make you well, because cells don't want to catch it either. So the title of that publication, COVID-19 Basics by Harvard Health. Next question, something to hopefully ease your mind a little. What is mild COVID like? It says here, mild COVID-19 means you have symptoms such as cough, sore throat, and fatigue, but no shortness, N-O, no shortness of breath, though. Most of the time, people can treat mild COVID-19 at home. For certain people. So contact your healthcare provider to discuss your opinions. That's right. Let them know that you definitely want to hopefully cover any questions that you may have about mild COVID. And the publication is called What Are the Mild Symptoms of COVID-19? And it says here, question, when does COVID cough start? Everybody, because you may have a little cough. You may exist and be able to, let's say, just say, withstand any major symptoms because, yes, you did pay attention to you're having a cough, but if you're not having any other symptoms, don't panic, please. But anyway, when does COVID cough start? Based on what researchers have learned about COVID-19 thus far, the first symptoms, which generally occur within 7 days after infection, can include the following, which are listed in order of their usual appearance: fever or chills, a persistent cough, and it is under the publication First Symptoms of COVID-19 by the Physician One Urgent Care. The Physician One Urgent Care, they're not telling you that it's absolutely COVID, because before COVID came out, there was such a thing as fever or chills and a cough. Okay. So here we go. Can I travel if I have not been vaccinated? It says if you have not been fully vaccinated, you should continue to follow the entry requirements of the country traveling to, such as proof of a negative COVID-19 test on arrival. You should carefully research the requirements of your destination country before traveling. So the publication is using the NHS COVID pass to demonstrate COVID-19 status. Okay, so here we go. Question, what medication can I take to treat symptoms of COVID-19? Okay, you over-the-counter people. It says you can treat a long word, but we could reduce it to a particular brand. Acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, or ibuprofen, or Motrin, which ibuprofen is found in products like Motrin and Advil, to help you feel better. Okay, those are a lot of times related to painkillers, but maybe it eases the symptoms of oncoming COVID-19 to relax based on a small dosage recommended by a physician or issued by a physician. That doesn't mean you're about to become an opioid user, so don't panic. And here's a question. Can I still go to work if testing positive for COVID? Answer, many people with COVID-19 will no longer be infectious to others after 5 days. I will say so. They say only because in the previous question and answer series, there was an issue of 14 days being considered. Some say 7, but the safest is 7 to 14 days. It says here, if you have a positive COVID-19 test result, try to stay at home and avoid contact with other people for 5 days after the day you took your test. Okay, the test that you take for COVID, you know, the little swashing of the gauze is attached to the stick. And it says here, can I get COVID back to back? In other words, some people wonder if there's a reoccurrence. At one time earlier in the whole, believed that you only can get it one time. But there have been testimonials about the reoccurrence once in a while. So, but anyway, the answer is reinfection with the virus that causes COVID-19. Means a person was infected, recovered, and then later became infected again. After recovering from COVID-19, most individuals will have some protection from repeat infections. However, the infections do occur after COVID-19. So the title of that publication is Reinfections, the Center for Disease Control, or abbreviated CDC. And some people may just want to know, what helps a COVID cough? It says use a hot shower. The small machine called a humidifier or a vaporizer, which makes a stream. It said it would soothe a sore throat and open up your airways, make it easier to breathe. Eat a frozen treat. The coldness may help numb the pain and soothe your throat if it is sore from coffee. Patient, treating COVID at home. Now, that was very simple, everybody. Oh, yes, by the University of Maryland Medical System. So hopefully that was of some help. Okay, in the country of China, there is a number of people being killed because China protests the resumed China lockdown that has caused havoc amongst the residents and their family and children a few years ago, to the point they wanted to have the removal of their president named Xi, that's X-I, removed from his office. According to the publication called NPR via WHYY channel, How a Deadly Fire in Xinjiang Prompted Protests Unseen in China in Three Decades. The update was November 28th of this year. And it says here that a woman named Emily Fain at the NPR Public Television headquarters in Washington, D.C., back in 2019, she had already survived a government crackdown, family, and endured more than 100 days in lockdown herself, while the apartment, she shared with her four younger children in the city of Yongjiang, caught the last fire this past Friday. It said the blaze took more than 3 hours to extinguish, according to authorities, largely because the building's entrance had been locked off and many of the doors, they were definitely locked, according to the neighbors and witnesses. In the end, she, Abijora Ham, 48 years of age, and her four children were among the 10 people killed in the fire. She dedicated her entire life to her children and their education, said her nephew, whose home is in Scotland. According to freebacon.com, it says here, the title, China tightens security following nationwide protests against COVID-19 lockdown, published also through Reuters, another publication, November the 28th, very recently. And it says here that at the site of the weekend protests in Shanghai and Beijing, often crowds there and other Chinese cities demonstrated against the stringent COVID-19 measures disrupting their lives 3 years into the pandemic. So that's the most recent one. And that was a publication, according to UC Davis Health, coronavirus, November the 1st, 2022. A triple pandemic expected this winter. It says here, RSV, flu, and COVID are coming. So just when the worst, the COVID-19 pandemic was over, experts are warning that a triple-demic is headed our way this winter. This trio of viral threats include respiratory cyclical virus, RSV, and the flu. Children's hospitals in other parts of the country were already experiencing a surge fueled by a spike in respiratory viruses, leaving them with no free beds. So in other words, the hospitals are overflowed, everyone, just as if it were back in the recent days of COVID-19. And this is for just children alone, and the children's hospitals, of course, especially. But they say, but about the flu, it has been going on for so many years, people are encouraged to have annual shots of medicine. But this year, it is more of a threat since there have been deaths associated with it, and these are the symptoms. Under influenza, it is defined by a really rapid onset. You may be feeling fine 1 minute, then all of a sudden you feel like you were hit by a freight train. You can expect fevers or chills, respiratory symptoms, sore throat, runny nose, muscle aches and pains, maybe headaches. Now, about RSV, respiratory cyclical virus, respiratory cyclical virus. Children tend to have more stomach symptoms with influenza, like stomach aches, vomiting, and diarrhea compared to RSV and COVID. RSV results in runny noses, frequent sneezing, and it is generally a milder infection compared to flu and COVID. And there are other RSV symptoms that include cough, fever, wheezing, decrease in appetite. In order to confirm which virus is causing infection, the nasal swab test would be necessary to be ordered by your primary physician. By the way, everyone, regarding that, they said that there have been numbers of children who have died, maybe not comparative to everyone else as of the recent COVID attack in the past few years, but for children, it's more of an upward spiral with them. Well, we're familiar with the other symptoms of coronavirus, so it wouldn't be necessary to address that at this moment because I think that was thorough. Just when we thought that the worst of the COVID pandemic was over, experts are warning that a triple-demic is headed out this winter this way. And many children and the hospitals in other parts of the country are already experiencing a surge, and in other words, everyone, an increase, fueled, leaving them with no free beds. No free beds. Who would ever thought that? That would have been the next step, which include mostly children. And it was resolved lately a little more than usual, but there's no guarantee. Now, there is a White House government report, and there were remarks by President Biden of a gun violence prevention task force meeting February the 3rd, earlier this year. So he says, one of the things I was proud of years ago when I was in the Senate, I was able to get these weapons and the size of the magazines outlawed. Now, he's stating back before he became president, and he was way back in his days of being in the Senate. And they said that got changed. It got overruled. But I don't see any rationale to why there should be such a weapon able to be purchased. It doesn't violate anybody's Second Amendment right to deny that. But anyway, their futures were cut short by a man with a stolen Glock and that 40-round magazine. So President Biden was saying he was attempting to do something about it back then. President Biden said on Thursday, in other words, recently, that he would push Congress to enact new gun control laws before Republicans took control of the United States House of Representatives in January. Biden told reporters during a press event in Nantucket, Massachusetts, that the recent shooting at an LGBT nightclub in Colorado had reinforced the need to pass an assault weapons ban. He says, the idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It has no social redeeming value, not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturers. So to continue, I just want to say, everyone, let's not forget about the mass shooting of the 7 dead people, including the suicidal slash manager slash gunman, age 31, at a Walmart superstore break room in Virginia, yes, the state of Virginia, last week. To continue on, there is a need, according to some, to take a second look and see what Biden, President Joe Biden, is saying regarding that, because there have been, since he's been in the Senate, which were quite a few years ago, between that and even up to now, numbers of other mass shootings, or not even just mass shootings, people who have had access to those things up to this very day. So that was, as he said, senseless. He's going to look into that. And would you believe, taking a glimpse at certain things, they said something about Dems when you see the capital letter D, small letters EM, and apostrophe S, standing for Democrats. Well, of course, that don't mean they represent all Democrats, I'm sure. They were suggesting that they put armed robots out there for the future for, I'm quite sure, police or security reasons, possibly in place of some police. I mean, it sounds easy, but whenever there's something invented, including the atomic bomb, does not mean that it's really the wisest choice. So to continue, well, here we go. Irene Cara, whose real name is Alicia Cara, was a vivacious singer slash actress who is highly known for her vocals and a very famous movie called Fame, F-A-M-E, which in the 1980s, during a disco slash R&B times or era, R&B still being prevalent. Following that movie, Fame, Flashdance, starring Jennifer Beale, she released another song for that soundtrack of that movie, which made it very popular. And along with the proper acting and actresses and actors and the head actress, let's just say it became famous. It was called What a Feeling. It had an upbeat tempo, and a very well-supported choreography performed by Jennifer Phil. And the movie theme have inspired many young adults to become creative group dancers and professional choreographers, as well as other dance inspirations. Following that time period, that age was not necessarily the only people who were able to take advantage of that, because it had no time limit on how many people participated in productions across the world. Had a very inspirational story line of going from rags to riches, or at least it had a happy ending. Anyway, she went on to sing other popular songs and had a flair for encouraging upcoming new performers to enjoy her lovely clean-cut appearance to her very end when she died. And by the way, she was a winner of a Grammy and an Academy Award for those productions. With that being said, if I can pause, I'd like to take the questions and answers and comments of anybody who would like to come on in. So if we do have a caller number one, I would appreciate presence and any comments that you have on anything in particular. Caller number one, what is your name and where are you from, please?
Well, first of all, before we go to the callers, we do have a chat, and someone else wants to tell you how important you have been to this network, and we really appreciate that. This person is named Vernon. Vernon is from Chicago, Illinois, and he wants to say that he's been listening to you for about 5 years and that he appreciates all the wonderful information that you have provided on a constant basis for a long, long time. So we appreciate that right now. We go to a track, and then right after that, we're going to bring on our first caller. George, take us away, baby, down here on the ground.
Watching sparrows fly. I watch the birds as they make their way. They're flying kind of free. And I wish it were. You hear a sound.
All right, we're going to take our first caller. Call number one, you're live right now with Antonia Bastian, Informational Guru, right here at WBNN.
Hi, Antonia.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hello.
Hi, Antonia. It's Jerry Petito, sweetie.
Hi, how are you, Jerry?
I'm okay.
How are you?
I'm getting there, girlfriend.
Oh, well, girlfriend, I tell you what, you are just such a lovely person, so full of love, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. And you're calling from where, if you don't mind?
New Jersey. You know, I'm the fraud
Jersey.
From Long Island City, right?
Okay. Well, that's the Jersey jewel, Jerry Petito.
That's it, baby. It's Brother O says so, I'm the fraud. Okay. So, you know, I always have a little different take on these subjects. But,
okay.
All right, I want to say this first. I love how you present everything. I do. And I love that you bring this out because it needs to be talked about. Regardless of everyone's views, we should all be able to disagree in agreement, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yes.
You know, and I love your topics all the time. You know, I own a gun. I'm a gun owner, and so is most of my family.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
never in a million years would me or any of us want to use it to hurt someone. And
right.
if I believed by me giving up my gun, it would help the situation, I would do it in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, these guns are brought in illegally to the people that are using them to hurt others. They don't even
mm-hmm.
have permits. They don't have licenses, you know, and it's just like drugs. And unfortunately, someone very close to me, my friend's child, 25 years old, died this week. I tried to help him for years, and he lost his battle to heroin, and he left a three-year-old.
Oh.
And I'm saying that to say this. Even the drugs are brought in by our own government. The guns
mm-hmm.
are brought in by our own government. So until we go to the top and try to fix this problem where it begins, I don't see it ever changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heartbreaking, Antonia, because I
yes,
don't have
it is.
Answers. I don't have answers. I wish I did. You know, everyone's always like, well, get rid of everybody's guns. It'll stop it. I wish it would. It wouldn't. You know, drugs, you know, they have answers for that. No, they're being brought in. So it's just heartbreaking, and I wish there were some answers because I would be the first one, again, to give up my gun if I thought it would help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, you wanted to continue or?
Well, the virus,
you know,
I want to comment on that real quick, too.
You
know, the
time.
Flu, the virus, all this stuff, too. Again, you know, I'm a nutritional health coach. I do everything natural. You know that.
That's right. And
even
you're a great
virus,
one, too.
Thank you. Even these viruses are brought in. And even, like, the flu shots, I can tell everyone they're not healthy. There's so many strands of flu, they can't possibly detect it in any of these vaccines. And you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and I protested together twice in Trenton for our constitutional rights, and vaccines was one of them. And I'm not telling people you have to listen to me and don't get vaccinated. I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying, again, I wish we had answers. And it's right there in the government. They're destroying us with everything. And it's just heartbreaking. That's all I have to say.
All right. Well,
admit, sure.
Okay.
Well, you're welcome to say anything else because I value everything you say as well, Jerry. Well, I'm reporting what I'm going by through some medical situations, but I will say this, Jerry. If I was able to use that, maybe I would look at that as an answer, all the medical information that's received and considered it a viable piece of information. But, you know, I've had many testimonials from people who get involved in homeopathic medicines, and the other one began with the word T. I'm sure Dr. Chinchilla J knows the name of it. And I will say, having had visited a health food store too since I returned to Philadelphia years ago, I'm impressed by some of the non-synthetic uses of some of the things amended. And I'm quite sure in the field that you're working, you're no slacker. So I would like to say I respect what you're saying. I'm not going to challenge anybody on anything, because I may be not reporting all that could be used, or maybe I'm over-reporting. It's hoping that you and the listeners would use your best knowledge of whatever you have and continue doing what you're doing for your fight towards that particular flu. And I'm very, very sorry to hear about your nephew. God bless him. You know,
well, thank
it really
you, sweetie.
Touches me. Yeah, well, the
and
younger
you know,
people don't get it.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
They don't get it. It's heartbreaking.
It
I want to say one last thing to everyone listening. You know, hospitals and doctors, and I have them in my family, doctors and nurses are in my family. Okay, one of my cousins is a head doctor in New York Hospital. So I have them, and I love them and respect them, and they respect me. So they're there for emergencies, guys. Medicine is there for emergencies. So I'm not saying never go to the doctor, never go to the hospital, don't ever take a medicine. I'm saying use it cautiously. Don't become dependent on all this stuff. And do your own research. That's all, guys, okay? I love you, Antonia.
And I love you too, Jerry. God bless your little heart. And what is your next show, and what is the title of your show coming up, please?
Okay, so it's December 13th, but I don't want to share that yet because I've got to clarify something first with my guest. And
okay.
Just making sure, yes. So, but it will be December 13th.
That is, you know, just something to look forward to. Whatever she brings to the show, everybody, it's worth listening to. So we'll be patient and wait to see what the show will be all about. Plus, regarding what she said about government, guns, drugs, I've heard things off and on throughout the years. In the name of all types of reasons, people do things that are deviant to society. I can say this much, that you never know may be the motive for who does what they do to contribute towards a lot of things that I'm really not liking. For example, and I may be incorrect, Jerry might know about this in particular, I have to bring this much up, methadone clinics. Now, they're being federally or statewide or whoever funds former government, and I thought that maybe it was meant to counteract the methadone that was being taken or the different. I'm not very up on the information. I'm hearing that it's heroin, that they're counteracting, or maybe cocaine in some cases. In other words, the harder drugs, even maybe even crack cocaine, and more that have not been named. And I will tell you, I'm not saying that the government's deliberately sabotaging all these people, but in the name of doing what's right, tell the public,
Antonia, Brother O brought me back. He brought me back.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I know all about it. And
okay.
I even talk about a lot of it in my revised book. So back in the day, guys, yes, AA was meant to do well. They, you know, Bill W. was meant to help addicts and alcoholics, and he wanted to, and he tried his best. And methadone was supposed to be given to you for a short period of time to get you off of heroin. Okay? That's all changed. He was shut up. It's in my book. He was shut up when he approached AA back in the day, but the government already infiltrated. And he wanted to put everyone on niacin because it cured him. And they told him to shut up. It's not going to happen. We're keeping them addicts.
Wow.
Research what I just said to you. It's out there. I don't give opinions. I give facts. And methadone is now in place of heroin for people who are really, truly trying to get off of it, and the government wants to keep them addicted. So that's what's horrible about all this.
May I say this real fast? While I hope to mention this in particular, I'm going to ask you to tell the name of your book that you put out there, because I want people to write the name of that book down so they can understand it. And so while they're getting pencils and paper or whatever, I would like to say that to have returning to Philadelphia about a couple of decades ago, catching a particular bus that rode underneath the above-ground train, I don't want to tell in case some people would not ride it anymore, but just riding through this long stretch of neighborhood called Kensington into an area called Frankfurt and the end of the line called Bridge and Pratt. I was really appalled by seeing people stretched out on the ground, laying up on poles, holding on to the poles. Some people, the way they were stretched out and, you know, crawled up into corners and long rows of people during that whole bus ride, which was a lengthy bus ride, really just taken me aback. Couldn't believe what I've seen, because I will tell you, it was the spookiest thing. It was like a scene from The Walking Dead, the movies, you know, with the zombies, et cetera. I don't want to see it again. I'll try to avoid riding that bus route sometime. But I don't put them down, because I hope they are trying to do what they're supposed to do. So before I take on the next caller, I'm going to ask you to slowly make sure that people know the name of your book so we can move on if you don't mind, Carrie, because it's not... You, I just don't want to talk about what I saw anymore. It was ridiculous. Go ahead, please.
So the title of my book, guys, is I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. And then the subtitle is I'd Rather Be a Smart Ass Than a Dumb Ass. Jerry Petito. You can go to Simon & Schuster's bookstore, Archway Publishing. You could go to Amazon, BAM. It's everywhere, Barnes & Noble. I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass.
Okay, everyone, I am not an addict. I am just an ass. And the subtitle under it?
I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass. So it's I'm not an addict. I'm just an ass.
Thank you very, very much, Jerry.
Love
Petito.
You.
So people, thank you. I love you too, hon. And the people can understand out there what this is all about, because they speak bad things and good things about American people, but that one really makes me wonder what's going on out here. So thank you again, and I appreciate it. The next caller, caller number two, would you please state your name and where you're calling from? Thank you.
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we treat Corona-19 like five beers short of the case before we pull it up and put it on ice at the cookout. Good evening.
Okay. Well, I'm in the building, and I'm willing to hear anything you have to say.
Absolutely.
Hi, Clever One.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing fabulous tonight. How you doing, Miss Antonia Batts?
Oh, I am doing great, and it's wonderful to hear your voice again. And I wanted to say also, you're calling from Philadelphia. So
absolutely.
You know,
where we tackle you on Broad Street. That's where I'm calling from. And then we ordered a cheesesteak with soft pepper, ketchup, fried onions, pickled peppers, mayonnaise, mustard on it.
Delicious.
You dig me? No matter how long the line is, that's what we're getting. So check this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say this. I just wanted to elaborate on a few things here. First, I want to elaborate on this Omicrons and all these different stages of things and mutated flu influenzas that's going on out here. You know what I'm saying? People, and I always say these things. Common symptoms, you use the common remedies. You know what I mean? Make common sense to me. So, boom, if you want to make that equation and call it a common cold, then, boom, we in common law together. How's that? How common can we get? So that's my first thing with that one. That's my first thing with that one. If you either you're going to make some tea, whether you got Omicron or you got just a regular old lady, common cold joint. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Whatever name you want to get, you're still going to get up and make the tea now, aren't you? Uh-huh. And then you're still going to go get some halls now, aren't you? You're still going to make some soup. I don't care if you put some crab meat on top of it, make a biscuit, whatever you got going on. That's your business. All I'm saying is that these are the common things that you're going to do, regardless if it's Omicron, Corona 19 with 5 beers, missing out the case, you know what I'm saying, or whatever you want to call it. Now, the second thing is this. Of course, you already know where I'm from. I'm from where the nephews, they steal your guns from up under wherever you got your stash, your John at, and they take them outside and then spark wars in South Philadelphia. You see what I'm saying? So, boom. So here's the thing, people. It's all about your upbringing. It's all about how you project these things. Verily or not, they are not instruments of crime until they're in the hands of criminals. Because verily, if they were instruments of crime, per se, we wouldn't use them to fight wars out here now, would we? So the whole thing about it is, sure wouldn't, because, they pay for them. They strap a soldier up for about $18,000. You know what I'm saying? You put a gun on his hip and send him, ship him off in an airplane, you know what I'm saying? Like a G.I. Joe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, it's all about how you look at it. Like, if still in a 65-inch, don't matter. You're still stealing out of Walmart. So let's treat it all the same. I'm Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where, again, you might get some bullets passing by you if you don't put your helmet on out here, you know what I mean, like we're playing the New England Patriots. Check your satellites.
Wow, I will check the satellites. Well, Clever One, I feel you. You definitely have some good wisdom amongst that underground language that you send over the airways to those who understand. This is a young man who definitely understands what, dealing with, knowing about the possession of guns are not something that is just something that people are out there to have a good time with. Sometimes their intentions are not good, and sometimes some things are best left unsaid because it's very dangerous out here at times because of the foolishness of what goes on. And Clever One, tell me something. When will you have another show? We wouldn't mind hearing from you again because I'm quite sure you have plenty to share.
Well, check this out, right? We will be standing sticks up because, Clever One like to come with the bricks and we stand sticks. We build buildings up and then we put sticks in front of them. The people know that they will be right here. This is ours right here. And if you come in here, you don't want the next line of sticks to be stood up on you, right? So I will be doing that on Wednesday. Inshallah ta'ala na'ama. Yes, that will be me on there. You know what I'm saying? And listen up, people, because we're trying to tell you what's going on out here. Whether you want to hear it or not, we're going to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Take your medicine with you.
All right, now, you heard what he said, so, of course, that is my man, Clev One. We get to our next track and then our next caller right after. Georgie with Greatest.
Children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfills my needs. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. Walk in anyone's shall find that you've been dreaming of leads you to a lonely place for your friend in love.
And now we're going to take our next caller with the wonderful Antonia Bass, the 2020 wonderful International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. Caller, you're live right now with Antonia Bass.
Hello,
hello.
This is Tiana Speaks. How are you going today, Antonia?
Hi. How are you? And are
I'm
you
fine.
A new intern or?
Yes. I am. Yes, I am. And thank you for
wonderful.
Paving the way for, you know, one of the people who paved the way for me to be on this network on December, you know, December 1st at 9:30. I hope you'll tune in and everyone else listening as well.
Okay. And when is that date again, Tiana, so we won't
December
forget.
1st, Thursday, December 1st at 9:30.
Perfect.
And
I
will be talking about truth, pain, validation and manipulation, and I have a special guest, Tajiri, the Rich Twin, which is the wife of the late Kango Kid.
Okay, and who is Philippe Kennedy?
Kango Kid is a part of UTFO. I don't know if you've heard of UTFO.
We'll find out.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a question. I was listening earlier, and you were talking about brain fog. I just want to know, like, before I say what I say, I just want to ask you a question. Do you think that brain fog is real in any sense at all?
To be honest with you, good question. I've heard enough of different comments, mainly in hospitals, once in a while listening to people in general in the public, they don't always find a way to put their finger on what's going on with them personally, speaking of the patients mostly. But sometimes people don't realize there's a possibility of brain fog coming from lack of rest following other symptoms that can invade their body, you know, especially physically. And the best thing, I mean, not being a physician, but having had inspired years ago to go into the medical field ever since high school, truthfully, off and on, I will strongly suggest that you know what it's like to get maybe not a lot of sleep hours, or slightly more, or more. I won't suggest you sleep like 9 hours or something like that, because sometimes my mother can be a testimonial to telling you it is not good to way oversleep either. I have seen those people who do that, and I will recommend that you do what's considered a schedule, something that's natural, normal. If you lose out on some sleep, make up with it by taking about a half an hour to an hour's nap at a later time if you can that day. Because, yeah, you don't want to start forgetting things. You have to understand forgetfulness does not come with the age of people. Look at how Cicely Tyson, who just died recently at the age of 90-something, and being taken care of by Tyler Perry for 15 years, who cared about her, how very well she was able to, you know, navigate life. And I'm not saying she didn't have any brain fog or touch her, but I will never say that I can say she had a problem with forgetfulness that I know of. So that really could attack almost any age. It may be a virus attacking a metabolic cell within your body coupled with whatever else is going on. So
I can leave it at that point. Do you want to ask them something else?
No, I wanted to just, I wanted to ask your opinion before I, you know, made my comment. You know, I wanted to get your perspective before.
Yeah.
So the reason why I asked you is because I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia in 2006, and that is one of the symptoms of fibromyalgia. And it is, like, for me, it's real, you know. I don't suffer from it so much anymore, but I have had, like, bouts where I didn't understand what was going on or why I would forget certain things. Or you do simple things that make no sense that actually becomes humorous. Like, you might take something out of the refrigerator, and instead of putting it back in the refrigerator, and, like, I'm not embarrassed to say it, but you might put it back in the cabinet. You might, I caught myself, you know, but it's so many different things that just don't make any sense that you do. Or you might have your keys and you're walking out the door and all of a sudden you don't have them. You don't even know why you don't have them, but, you know, it's so many different things. And I know, like, the people of the fibromyalgia, I know this is, you know, about coronavirus, but I'm just saying as far as brain fog is concerned, you know, in the fibromyalgia community, it's very, very real. You know, yes, maybe it's from lack of sleep, but I can tell you from my own perspective, you know, no matter how much sleep I got, little, it still was, it existed for me. So that's the only reason why I was just asking you the question, you know, because, but I will be honest with you, being on WBNN, and this is the honest truth, you know, with having, you know, Brother O having me call in and stuff, I swear, you know, I feel like it's sharpened me, you know, to an extent. And I'm very appreciative of that because even my speech is a lot different, you know, like I sometimes, it's even hard to articulate your thoughts at times. Like, you might forget a simple word. You might even forget the word bird. And, you know, you might say the thing that flies in the air. That is a very, like, common thing with people who suffer from brain fog. They can't, sometimes you can't remember even your, somebody you've known for 20 years, you can't even remember their name. You know, so I just wanted to just share my experience with you when it comes to brain fog. Not from coronavirus, but, you know, from a fibromyalgia, you know, person, you know, perspective. So I was wondering to know what you think about that, like what I just shared with you.
You said your name is Kiana, correct?
Kiana, yes.
Good. I just want to make sure everyone knows it's Thursday night. Don't forget, I usually try to catch most shows. So I'm happy that you did bring that up, because a lot of people don't realize brain fog doesn't stop at just coronavirus or things of that nature, but fibromyalgia that you had mentioned, and other symptoms of other things can bring on brain fog unexpectedly, because some people may think, oh, maybe a mental thing. Not necessarily. There's a possibility of some other metabolic cellular structure within your body going a little awry. And as a result, sometimes it takes a little pulling back, and you can really reacclimate yourself to on how to navigate some things without the assistance of necessarily all of the medicines that are out here. To a certain point, you have to be willing to say, I need rest. I need to be on a better schedule. If I have a tendency to worry, I need to sort through what's not to be worried about. And a few things that I do concern myself with, just do my best, and maybe writing it down, just work it out.
Well,
have been able to restructure themselves. But go ahead, please.
Mm-hmm. No, I said, a person who does get an adequate amount of rest and does not worry? Because I really don't worry about too much, you know.
Good.
So I just, like, what about a person who doesn't worry or, you know, gets the adequate amount of rest? And, like, what would you suggest for that particular type of person?
Well, you know, I'm flattered that you would ask me such interesting questions. So I don't want to sound as though I'm a knower of all things. And at one time, I thought I was getting a little tired from this, that. So I reacclimated myself. Actually, I brought a cousin out of her situation where she was, since you don't know her name, that's fine. But she had a very, and I haven't seen her in a few years, she had a very hard time remembering things. I thought that was highly unusual, you know. And just being in my presence and me being patient with her, letting her know I care by just talking about some things, maybe even getting a good laugh, helping her laugh a little more. All of a sudden now she seemed as if she's had a great improvement, because maybe she never saw anybody care for her enough to try to hang in there with her, let her understand, hey, listen, I'm taking up time with you for a reason, because I obviously don't want to see you go down. And she, ever since then, I have to admit, her ability to remember has increased. You know, the approach I took was, what would I want people to do for me if that were my situation? Which it wasn't, thank God. But I have other things, so I'm not going to try to pretend I'm in such a perfect position. But so, you know, you felt your way through your whole situation. And so medically, you may have needed some other type of self curing, or the curing through another person or persons, maybe even a, what do they call those groups? People sit in circles and just talk about things. Rat group, they call them that. But, you know, and as a result, you know, you'd be surprised how it could bring a smile over your face, or at least gave you an opportunity to sort out things to make it eventually get you back on track. So I congratulate you on being able to get through the situation and the symptoms you have. And by the way, people out there, doesn't matter what ages you are, 20s, 40s, 60s, 80s, you can really work through things maybe with the right assistance. Maybe it was a medical person that have some answers that you may want to hang in there with. And so don't let anybody convince you that you losing your mind, you're considered crazy, or a brain fog is a sign that you're going down, or you're like old. Because I will tell you right now, my mother, let's put it to you like this here, she corrects me as if I were 5 years old. And so I can say at least once to her each time. Now, you have to remember, I'm not 5 years old, but she will correct me in a way as if to say, but that's what mothers do to the day of their death. I'm a parent, so I do understand what she's saying, and it don't take me to have be a parent or even have a parent. The name of the game is that when you do have one and they love you enough to talk to you and communicate with you and try not to have you in a dysfunctional situation as best the best they can, look, you just hope and pray for your child to follow through with whatever they learned from you. The memories sometimes can help lead you to better light and a pathway to shine, so that your children, you could see it trickling down to your child, no matter what route they choose, that's hopefully positive. You know, Brother O can tell you, he gets to discuss his son's progress proudly. And there's other people with sons and daughters who feel the same way. And I will say, Tiana, it was wonderful talking to you, because I wanted
Thank
to tell everybody to know to tune in with you Thursday and hear such wonderful issues that you would like to discuss too. And thank you
so much. I just want to say WBNN is the one that actually you guys, all the hosts and listening to you, you know, was the reason why I am better. A lot of the reason why I'm better in speaking more. And I never thought that I would want to speak, because I would forget in the middle of talking. And I really don't too much. I don't have that problem as much anymore. You know, so I thank Brother O for pushing me. I honestly do. And I thank Ava Holly for, you know, just introducing me to this wonderful network, for all the hosts and all of you who are listening. I honestly thank you for paving the way for me to be here and be able to share my life experiences and change lives, because that's what I want to do. And I thank you, Antonio, for your time, and thank you, Brother O, once again.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that count that robbery for calling in tonight. And I love the fact that Antonio brought up a good point with my son. Because it's very important to teach them to be independent, I never forget when my son was 5 years old. You know, he had problems in kindergarten with situations. And I said, listen, life is not fair, period. And once he understood that and understood what it needed to be done for him to progress and grow and to see him grow, go on to great scholastic prowess and collegiate success, get involved into his mom and I, we made sure that he was a total man, a gentleman, a committed man. Shout out to my future daughter-in-law, Angel, and hopefully one day, you know, marriage and grandchildren. That's what we want. It's not about what we expect, but when you be able to bring a child in the world and teach them the right way to go, just like Antonia does with her son, it's very, very important. And I appreciate all the folks that count on Robbie to listen to WBNN. And tomorrow night, we come back on with, to me, in my opinion, the greatest poetry host in internet radio history, the outstanding Jeffrey Mr. Boston Sanders tomorrow night, the Boston Chronicles, 9:30 Eastern, standard time right here on the Story Network, the dynasty that is WBNN. It has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest and Instagram, as well as Twitter, as Ngozi _time. All I've done in Malawi, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight, ole de lay, dying goes with my @gmail.com. I am the mentor, your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dali Malay Ngozi saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Next Tuesday night is our most storied and sacred night of what we do in broadcasting throughout our fiscal year. It is the 5th annual Honors at ONE. More can we say that hadn't already been said about the great people who have been enshrined and recognized throughout our history. What a great night. One, we cannot mention now because the votes are in for the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the WBNN Host of the Year. It's been tallied, but you guys won't know until the final part of our wonderful, wonderful, momentous night. However, we have 4 other reasons for you to listen to Only Honors. One is the, you know, enactment of achievement and appreciation to, you know, Mr. Tara Strength going into the International Radio Hall of Fame as an enshrining. And then the Linear New Host of the Year for the Class of 2022, Mr. Clever One with the Sony Griffin Award. And then the installment of not only I, but Pony Bakatoon as Lifetime Achievers to the International Radio Hall of Fame for the Class of 2022. And then, of course, aforementioned, we will let you know when it's deemed necessary at the end of ONE Honors who wins the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, and sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Thank you so much, Progressive, for your sponsorship for that show. One night only. We really appreciate that, you know, being recognized corporately around the world. And again, what more can I say about the 2020 MSN Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee? Again, I am Oladeli Malay Wingozi saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now for the next 8 minutes, the final thoughts from Miss Antonia Batts.
Well, thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. And the Honorable Ngozi, CEO of WBNN Network, I can say that it's number one, it was really heartwarming to know that Kiana benefited the way she has for being one of the present interns and co-hosts on this network. I will say it's always good to hear something positive in progress. And the fact that she's articulate, as far as I'm concerned, I understood every single word. And not only that, but I felt as though that she pretty much got her point across, and I look forward to hearing her Thursday night, Wednesday, Clev 1, and I definitely intend on tuning in Tuesday. And if you don't hear me talk, believe me, I enjoyed everyone's show. It's just that my timing is a little off on being able to get back to them in order to be able to make a shorter commentary than necessary so I wouldn't bore you to sleep near the end of their show. Nevertheless, I will also say I look forward to hearing the different awards that will be presented, even though I feel as though I can't personally favor no one in particular because, you know, comparing people is less important than giving them the opportunity to shine by just presenting all the good things that they have to talk about and give other people out there the opportunity to be congratulatory to whatever they can bring to them that benefits them. I can also say, Andre, if I'm not mistaken, the young man who called me and had heard me talk for the past 5 years, it's really nice to know that you're appreciated. People don't understand. Just being appreciated is enough to motivate you to do better for them, for yourself, for pretty much the community out there worldwide, so we can always understand that it's not always about just us as individuals, as self-appraisers. It's about seeing what this world can bring. I do believe that Joe Biden really means well. It's just that I haven't looked at it in the exact way that Terry Petito had presented about the use of arms. I just will say that he's trying to prevent the use of semi-automatic arms because of the reports of the killings in schools in the past few years, if not more, really. Ever since Columbine, maybe a couple of decades ago, it's been really out of line. A lot has not been reported. Just this evening, I met a man who lured this 16-year-old girl to where he's at. He goes and kills all of her family, wherever that was, out there on the West Coast. Now, that's really pitiful. That's when the use of arms for responsible people like Jerry Petito and her family that she's defending, which are and other people she may know, come in contradiction with people who have mental illness of types that you would never, people you would never, ever expect to meet out there in the public. And when you meet those people and you say to yourself, well, they seem so normal, up to the point where you don't realize you may underestimate them based on their race or because they appear to be nice, or and there's nothing wrong with saying someone's nice, but if you see something, say something, as the saying goes. If you're in a workplace where the manager in Virginia, including himself, who's 31 that I mentioned, and he's a manager, don't ever feel intimidated being a worker that you may not want to say something responsible to somebody in human resources. Don't drag your feet. Just go quietly to that department and get yourself out of harm's way, too. Hopefully somebody else will catch on. And just keep in mind, maybe they have a sort of look in their eye. No, don't think that all of us don't get suspected of having something going on. I don't worry about it because I know I can defend myself. But keep in mind, there are some people who are pretty much not prepared to deal with society as well as you may think. Just because they hold a position don't mean too much. Just because someone was your coworker and you shook hands every day, as long as they don't look like you on your mind, what you can say is, I hope you're having a nice day, and put some distance between you and them. And maybe go to somebody responsible, hopefully somebody who act like they have sense and don't unravel their nerves, because they can start drawing a gun if they do. But just say maybe, I noticed that someone over there appeared that may have some real trouble going on. Do you think you would like to go talk to them and approach them carefully? I don't have all the answers, but those are some things to consider because of the type of world we're living in today. And with all that being said, about the use of the type of medications and drugs that we're having, and, you know, anybody can give you advice. Don't be foolish and just blindly close your eyes to some medical applications, but keep in mind there are other people who Polito and Dr. Chinchilla J talk about. They talk about the use of homeopathic medicines, you know, things who are, which are of a natural-based, production. There are other things. I've heard of people saying vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium. I don't know about magnesium, but zinc were the reason why they don't have COVID. And surprisingly, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's resigning after 50 years of working, if I'm not mistaken, within the government, but possibly in the White House, has, upon his resignation, he said he don't see we're wearing masks. Now, remember all of the reports that were given and him advocating for it. He said he don't see how wearing masks helped in the prevention of COVID. That I'm not going to believe. I am sorry. To me, was one of the best ways to defer that COVID situation, and I still know people who wear it. I was at a veterans affair on Veterans Day where the director of the Veterans Hospital, she wore a mask and during the whole time of the session. And as a result, I respect it and don't have a problem, and I will not challenge her. And that was an inspiration for me to continue under certain circumstances to wear a mask if necessary. So with that being said, I appreciate your listenership tonight. It's been a long night for me, too. I'm not feeling well, and but that won't defer my ability to make sure that while I'm able to, I will continue to do what I can. If I can't, Monday, December 26th, I will hope and pray that you all continue to practice things that will help you and your loved ones and your community and even worldwide to make things better by being more rational about how you look at matters that will be of health, safety, and God knows that inflation, don't let people continue to take and take from you only because you have gotten out there to earn what you can. And don't be the person that will be the taker, because when they say karma may come back to haunt you, sometimes, yes. Thank you very much, and you all have a blessed night. Have a wonderful